Not every baseball player spends the offseason negotiating a multi-million dollar contract. For some, like Dirk Hayhurst, the offseason is full of uncertainty about the future.
Careful not to wake my wife, I use the light of my cell phone to rummage through my accumulated pile of workout gear. The top dresser drawer is packed with stuff from the Jays, Rays, and even the Padres, plus all their minor league affiliates. Today, I'm looking for something without a team logo. Wearing unmarked gear to the gym reduces the chances of being asked what I do for a living. It's not the question that bothers me, it's the answer. Frankly, I don't know. I was released by the Tampa Bay Rays last August, effectively making me unemployed. My line of work calls it being a free agent, but it's the same thing. I'm looking for a job, and if I don't find one in a couple of months, I'd just be lying if I said I was a player. And, at age 30, after a shoulder surgery and just a half-healthy season, my chances of backing up any lies are not that great. Thoughts like that make me wonder what I'm doing up so darn early. I can't help it, though. After 10 years of training, my body is set to wake up automatically. The life of a player is all about routines, all put in place to maximize baseball opportunities. But, I wonder, what if there are no more opportunities? I'm not a kid anymore. Do I really still have what it takes to compete with young bucks and superstars? If not, would it really be so bad if it was over? I played in the show. I had my 15 minutes. I even managed a book deal. Hell, I've done more than most guys ever do in this game. I could come home, be with the wife, finally put that education to use. No more cranky shoulder, no more bus trips, no more racing to the gym at 6 a.m. to beat all the 9-to-5ers. It wouldn't be that bad, would it? But arm pain, bus trips, and wake-up calls aren't the only thing that would end. So would the pressure situations, loaded bases, payoff pitches, the euphoria of stepping out in front of a major league crowd and living in the moment. Gone. My childhood dream would be over. I'm not a kid anymore, but am I really ready to stop living a kid's dream? My whole life has been spent training for opportunities that may not come. Well, Dirk, what's it going to be? Ante up or fold? I take a breath and head for the door. If I go now, I'll be home from the gym before my wife wakes up.
Dirk Hayhurst is a relief pitcher with 10 years of service in the minors and in the majors, where he has pitched for the Blue Jays, Padres, and Rays. He's the author of two New York Times bestsellers, The Bullpen Gospels and Out of My League. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at nuance.com. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. This is NPR.
Tradition has it that the title of world's fastest man belongs to whoever holds the 100-meter title. Don't try telling that to Espen Fadnes. He's the Norwegian gentleman who jumps off mountains while wearing what he calls a wingsuit. He travels through the air at more than 150 miles an hour and claims that he, not some laggard sprinter, is the world's fastest man. For the record, having achieved that speed, Mr. Fadnes opens a parachute and glides safely to the ground. Otherwise, he could only perform once as the world's fastest man, after which he would be the world's flattest man, and not even the guys accustomed to finishing last in the 100 meters would want to be Mr. Fadnes.